morning we're taking Chayyadim Klal Lami Bey's Simon Chav test. The Kohanim have to stay focused. They cannot be thinking of something else. They shouldn't be looking around. So therefore, you and Amit Klapi Mata, they should be looking downwards. Come up with Tefillah in order not to be distracted. The Tzibur also has to be focused and listening to the Bracha. We mentioned before the Kohanim, the Charedim, that's a mitzvah deraisa, on the Tzibur to be Makabel the Bracha, which means they should stay focused on the words of the Kohen and listen to it. Midaraisa, there's no chiyuv to say amen, but the saying amen is part of that concept of accepting the bracha. So it applies to both parts. They have to be facing towards the kohen. They should not be facing away. Well, however, they shouldn't be staring at the kohanim. Because that's going to distract either the kohanim. You feel somebody staring at you. That's distracting. Or sometimes that itself will distract the Yisrael when he's like staring at them. He's not listening to the bracha. He's busy looking, watching what they're doing. Al Riyah Ba'alma's mutter. But to glance and see you happen to glance and see what the Kohanim are doing is not an Yisr. You might have heard that there is a problem of looking at the Kohanim when the time they're duchening. The Dafka is Man HaMikdash, Shem HaVorchim. The time of the Tzimidah Shem HaVorchim, B'Shem HaMafurish, V'Shkina HaYisushar Al Yadayim, he also feel a Riyah Ba'alma. When the Shekhinah was actually, the presence of the Shekhinah would hover over their hands at the Beis HaMikdash, and they would use the Shem HaMafurish to duchen, then it was also to look. Ma'ashen came as Man HaZeh. We don't look at what the Kohanim are doing. The Kohanim themselves should not look at their hands. Because in Zman HaMikdash they weren't allowed to look at their hands either, because they weren't allowed to look at the Shekhinah either. So Zeich HaMikdash, the Kohanim should not look at their hands. So therefore the Kohanim brings a minhag, which Mishnah Berurah mentions as well, that they the Kohanim would actually have their hands outside of the talus. Therefore the Kohanim could not see their own hands, because they're covered with a talus, and they cannot see their hands. Therefore, there's a minig, which is some people do, that the Kohanim would have the talus over their heads and their hands out. The Chayyadim holds that's appropriate minig. The Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate minig as well. The minhag in many places is not like this. Many places is that the Kohanim have their hands under the talus, or that the Yisraelim should not look at their hands. And it's the Kohanim's job not to look at their hands. That's their business. They have to work on that. Situation came up here in the yeshiva where there's a person whose minhag was like the Mishnah Berurah, that's appropriate to have the hands sticking out, like the Chayyadim, that the person should have his hands sticking out. And he said that he wanted to do that minhag here, because the Mishnah Berurah said that's the better minig. So why should he forgo his minig to do it in a less optimal way? And I told him he could not do so. The reason being that part of many of the things which you do is in order that the tzibur should not be staring at the hands of the kohen. So if you have five kohanim standing up there with their hands covered with the talus, and the minhag of the malkum is always to have the hands covered with the talus, and therefore the tzibur should not see their hands. And this kohen's hands are sticking out. Everybody's going to be staring at the kohen's hands because that's unusual. So you've undermined the whole goal over here of preventing people from staring at the hands of the kohen. So by sticking out, that's very nice that he's doing the appropriate minhag and he's solving his problem. But he's being machshel the whole tzibur on the minhag not to look at the hands of the kohen. So. Therefore, I told him in the situation where he's a part of a tzibur which normally covers, this is a din of Ayishan, he cannot be Mashana with the Amachloikas, and he has to follow the minhag of the Malkum to have his hands covered as well. The truth is that argument of that he cannot be Mashana minhag of Malkum is true, even if the second other argument is not true, that he's confusing people, etc. The issue of being Mishan Minhag HaMalkum is problematic. It's a valid point on its own, even without the other point as well. And that's the meaning which many places do nowadays. It seems to become more standard even, is that the hands of the Kohanim are covered rather than the hands of the Kohanim being outside of the talus. Have a good day. Tomorrow we're going to finish off the halachas of duchening, and then we'll be able to go on to Siman Lamed Gimel, which is the halachas of tachanun. Have a good day.